text of Mark Twain's masterpiece. About this same time, a famous New York publisher called me in Berkeley because, he said, he wanted to know just exactly what the manuscript represented. Was it really the ultimate text for Huck Finn? I explained that, no, it was actually not Mark Twain's final draft, but rather more like a first draft, since he had had his manuscript typed and then extensively revised that typescript, which in turn became his final draft and went to the typesetter. The New York publisher said, "How strange. All of my authors go to great lengths to destroy their early drafts, presumably so that no one can tell how they struggled to arrive at the final text." I think it is clear that, unlike most writers, Mark Twain was not embarrassed by his literary remains, even when they were failures. He seems to have been wholly willing to let posterity read them, unafraid of the light they might cast on his talent or the way he wrote. That unusual willingness to let the world see how he worked, including how he failed or simply misfired, had only one precondition. He must not be alive at the time. The following passage from Mark Twain's autobiography, 31st May 1906, whose full publication he deliberately forbade until 100 years